This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Happy Easter, happy Passover, welcome in. It is another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Hanging out with my man Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf. So much to get into in the sports world, whether it's the NBA playoffs, which are going in full throttle right now. You got the NHL playoffs in full throttle. You got Major League Baseball in full throttle. And yes, you've got UCF, you got everything else as well following suit. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. Happy Easter to you and yours. And you are exactly right, man. There is a ton going on, especially those NBA playoffs. I'm telling you, they're looking for my Celtics to get the sweep today, buddy.
I hear you. Looking for my Milwaukee Bucks to get the sweep on Monday as they took care of business in Detroit on Saturday. So that was pretty cool stuff. But you're right, man. The NBA playoffs are in full throttle right now. And, you know, we've seen some interesting stuff. San Antonio and Denver, that's a great series right now, right? We'll get into it, yep. Believe me. On the other side, though, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. He was here. Now he's back in Canada. So we'll get his take on what's happening in the NHL, and we'll get his take on what's happening in Major League Baseball. So keep it close, everybody. It is Easter Sunday. We're just getting warmed up here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
Taming the briar patch, mowing the lawn, trimming the Yeti, whatever you call it, it's about time we talked about manscaping. Guys, you manscape, right? You know, keep things trimmed and fresh below the waist. 9 out of 10 women of all ages prefer their guy manscaped. But you gotta have the right tools for the jewels, or you'll look like you used a machete. Pop over to manscaped.com and check out their perfect package. No, not that perfect package. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 that was a smash hit on Shark Tank. It features the lawnmower, a precision trimmer engineered for below-the-waist grooming. Its skin-safe technology means no more accidental nicks and burns. Check out the lawnmower and the amazing grooming and hygiene products that come with your perfect package. What's that saying? Oh yeah, trim the shrubs and the tree stands taller. Get 20% off plus free shipping today. Visit manscaped.com and use promo code USA. Again, use promo code USA at manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years.
I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober. And all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
13 seconds left as the puck comes out. All the way for Holtby, who comes out to play at 8 seconds left. Capitals in control. A standing ovation for the defending champions as they put a win on the board in game one. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, Carolina. Washington takes game one. Final score, 4-2.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Now the Capitals have a chance to close out that series in a Game 6 as they lead 3-2 in that series. Predators and Stars also knotted up at 3-2, and the Stars have a chance to close that one out as well. But obviously the NHL hockey playoffs, just a fantastic time to get into the hockey world, man. It really is. And we're lucky enough to have John Poulter join us each and every week, our professor of sports all the way from Canada. John, good morning. We got to do this kind of quick. We got to get NHL and Major League Baseball in one segment. So we're going to do this quick, fast, and in a hurry. But good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. Another day in paradise, as you know. But look, the first round of the playoffs in the NHL have been definitely interesting, intriguing. You said it. I got to give you a lot of credit. You didn't believe in the Tampa Bay Lightning, and you know what? They got ousted in four straight games. They got swept out of the playoffs. So you take that great season and you just throw it out the window because it means nothing, because they obviously weren't able to get that Stanley Cup or even make a good run. But your takeaway so far from round one in the playoffs?
Well, it's been kind of an across-the-board surprise, really. I mean, I expected the Winnipeg-St. Louis series to be close. It was. First five games were all won by the road team until St. Louis won Game 6 last night to close out the series. San Jose and Vegas, pretty much as expected, the two close teams, 3-2. Vegas with the home game in Game 6 to try and win that. Boston and Toronto, a 6 or 7 game war, and it's certainly going to go 6 games because it's 3-2. Carolina's given Washington a huge scare. Home ice has won every game in that series, although the Capitals did kind of put a bow on it last night with a 6-0 score. Dallas and Nashville might be the biggest surprise to me because I thought Nashville was the best team in the Western Conference at the end of the regular season, and Dallas is up 3-2 in that series with Game 6 in Dallas to come. Columbus-Tampa Bay, we've kind of covered. The Islanders and Pittsburgh, I thought Pittsburgh would at least win a couple of games in that series. The big surprise to me, maybe Colorado and Calgary. although we did chat about this about a month ago, and I remember saying that I thought Colorado would have a lot to say in this.
John, good morning. Happy Easter to you. And you kind of alluded to my question here. What the hell happened with Calgary and the Lightning? Like, what was the main determination that they just went down? I mean, what was it for those two teams?
Well, I think with Calgary, looking at that one first, Colorado was playing well at the end of the regular season, and they made a big push to get into the playoffs. Calgary was kind of home and free for quite a while. Calgary, a great improvement over last year, but I just don't think they're as solid a team as we thought they were in the regular season, and Colorado's playing very, very well right now, especially Nathan MacKinnon. Tampa Bay, I mean, they had some injuries and a couple of suspensions, but I did not think that Tampa Bay would go out in the first round, but I did not think that they would have a long run either. So it surprised me that it was over so quickly.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us, talking NHL hockey right now, and we're going to transition into Major League Baseball here in just a moment, but... anything that, excuse me, anything from the round one, the takeaway that we should be looking for as teams advance in round two?
Well, I guess a couple of things. Number one, I've seen a lot more rough play and even fighting in the playoffs this year than I have seen in recent years. I'm not sure whether that's tied to the fact that a lot of these teams, have developed rivalries because of the divisions they're in, or B, because of the fact that so many of them were so close in terms of points over the regular season. We've got many series where we've got two very evenly matched teams. I think that's probably a big factor. The interesting factor also in round two will be that because of all these upsets, we may see a number of teams in round two that have home ice advantage that did not have home ice advantage in round one, and you don't see that very often. So that may play a factor as well, but I sit back and I look at some of these scores and some of these games, and as you've pointed out, round one of the playoffs is always one of the most exciting.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, so let's switch gears and let's talk a little Major League Baseball right now. And you kind of segued for me because you were talking about all the the brutal hits and all the fighting and the physicality. Well, it's been going on in baseball too. Let's not kid ourselves. And I just got a quick question for you on the slogan of this year. I'm pretty sure both you guys are familiar with it. It's "Let the kids play," right? So. The flipping of the bats and stuff like that, they don't have a problem with that in the Japanese leagues or anything like that, because I've seen how they do it. It's almost like you try to outdo the last guy that did it. Whereas in Major League Baseball here in America, for some weird, odd reason, the unwritten rules of baseball, if a guy shows you up at the plate, then the next time he comes up, you hit him with a baseball. What's your feeling about the slogan of "Let the kids play"?
Well, I think times have changed. It's not just this generation. We go back 10, 20, 30, even 100 years, and everybody behaves differently than they did in previous generations. You go back to the 60s and the 50s where Mays and Mantle and Sam Musial and these guys were playing well. They were all gentlemen. They rarely showed anybody up. Then you get into the 70s where you've got some of the theatrics such as Reggie Jackson and guys like that. We've been through this before. I think we'll continue to go through it. It's just the change in generation. You walk down the street today and what you see 19 and 20-year-old kids doing is much different than what we saw when we were 19 and 20, and even more different than what we saw when our parents were 19 and 20. So I think it's just a changing of the times. It's a little tougher for those of us that have been around the game a long time to adjust to, but I think we have to get with the program, whether we like it or not, and sit back and say, hey, this is how it's happening.
John, Buster Olney of ESPN wrote an article about the Red Sox and how it's getting close to time that they got to make some tough choices. Would you agree with, Olney that the Red Sox are going to have to make some tough choices here pretty soon?
Well, I think it's still a little bit early for that, Mike. We're 21 games into the season. They're 8-13. They have won their last two games, so they're obviously starting to trend upwards a little bit. But They're already six games out behind the Tampa Bay Rays, but Tampa Bay's lost three in a row. So maybe that's starting to come together a little bit. I think I'd probably be looking at another month. I've always used Memorial Day as a bit of a barometer in terms of how a team is doing. I generally feel that what you see by Memorial Day is probably what you're going to see by Labor Day. So I give them another couple of weeks, but certainly it's something they've got to keep their finger pretty close to the pulse on.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, all coming at you. Hey, let me ask you this, John. With Major League Baseball off to, you know, obviously it's new. It's you know, about 20 games in or so, maybe 24 in the case of the Mariners. But early takeaways, are you surprised with some of the things that you're seeing so far, or yes or no?
Yes, surprised at a couple of things. Mike alluded to the fact that the Red Sox are 8-13. That's a bit of a surprise. I guess the Twins are a positive surprise at 11-7. Seattle starting to come back to the pack. We thought a little while ago 4-6 in their last 10, but they've suddenly turned that around and won three in a row. So that's sort of been an interesting situation. I guess the Angels are a huge disappointment. Once again, we see the Angels spending money and putting big names on the field, but all of a sudden in last place in the American League West. Yeah. Phillies and the Mets and the Braves and Washington all kind of close in that National League East. Pittsburgh might be a big surprise, 12-6, 7-3 in their last 10, won five in a row. Your Brewers playing well, the Cardinals playing well, the Cubs have been struggling a little bit, but all of a sudden they've won 7 of 10, so they're starting to creep back into it. San Diego had a good start, but all of a sudden they've lost six in a row. But, you know, again, it's early. We're 10% of the way through the season, maybe 12% of the way through the season. You used the quote, it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. And, again, I don't think after 20 games there's anything to be really worried about, but certainly some teams need to be looking at things.
John, I hear that music means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. Appreciate your time today. We got to cut it a little short because obviously 1 hour on Easter Sunday. Have a wonderful day, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Always fun to chat with you, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds like a plan. John Poulter, a professor of sports, joining us, talking NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. We got them both in, man. That's impressive. So keep it close to everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
There's a shot headed for the wall, rising up. It's high, and that ball's gone. A home run. Mookie Betts with his third home run of the season. Red Sox get a little closer.
And Puig is gotten away. He's gotten away. Tucker Barnhart now. And now Puig is throwing some fists at Tom Prince. And now it starts over again.
This is Dorf on Sports.
And now Puig is throwing some fists at Tom Prince. And now it starts over again.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Black will hit triple zeros and it is done. Nothing pretty except the outcome. The Celtics strike first in the best of seven. They beat the Pacers in game one, 84-74.
George has a straightaway three by Paul on line. Cha-ching! A Thunder money ball. 1 point game, 93-92 with 2:40 to play.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, my people. He's Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk about it. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike Pickskin Opinion, for me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Happy Easter Sunday. Happy Passover to you people, whichever one you celebrate. Again, always live every Sunday. We don't even waste time, whether it's Easter Sunday, whether it's Christmas. We're always coming at you live on Sundays, man, because we love talking sports that much. And, you know, hearing those clips on the way in, Celtics with an opportunity now to close out that series against the Pacers. That game will be coming up in just a little bit. And then the other one, the Thunder and the Blazers, that series got a lot more interesting after it went back to Oklahoma City, now 2-1 there, and they have an opportunity to knot things up. The other games happening today would be the Raptors and the Magic. Magic down 2-1 in that series, looking to knot things up at 2-2. Warriors and Clippers, the Clippers with the biggest comeback in NBA history the other day in the playoffs. 31-point come-from-behind victory, winning that game by 4 points, surprising everybody, shocking the Warriors, and then the Warriors came back out and kind of bullied them in Clipperland. But with that being said, they still have an opportunity to knot this thing up at 2-2. Mike, first round of the playoffs, actually a little bit more interesting and exciting than we would have thought maybe, huh?
Well, absolutely, yeah. It certainly is more interesting than one would have thought. I mean, I was, and everybody knows that I'm a Boston fan and have been a Boston fan since I was, I don't know, 3 inches high or whatever. And I thought Indiana has given them some problems, but in the end, Boston just has more talent than Indiana. So it doesn't really surprise me that the Celtics are up 3-0. The Clips, talk about a must-win for them, but I think their magic run is going to end with Golden State, you know, kind of their magical second half of the season. I think Toronto goes and beats Orlando today. And I do think my hometown Portland Trail Blazers are going to get this next game here in OKC and put the Thunder in a 3-1 hole.
You know, there's a lot of trash talk and a lot of emotion going on between Dame Dalla and our man Russ Westbrook. I mean, look, the other night, Russ hits that three-pointer late in the game, you know, and he's talking all kinds of trash, and, you know, he gets a technical foul when Dame goes to the bench, and he's still on the floor, and he's still talking trash. You know, I love Russ. Don't get me wrong, man. I love this guy, and I love the motor. I love the energy that he brings to the court. But sometimes the emotions get the best of him. Sometimes the emotions get the best of all of us. Let's not kid ourselves. But when you're in the spotlight like him or a Kevin Durant, who, by the way, has been getting pestered by Patrick Beverley, and, you know, the other night he showed up and played a much better game. But game one and game two, you know, he fouls out of one of them. He gets ejected from the other one. And if people don't think that Patrick Beverley is effective, well, they're wrong. KD, you know what, he put himself together in game three and didn't let any of that other stuff bother him. But watch Dame and watch Russ, because I think those guys are really going to go at each other today, man.
Yeah, Dame's not going to let Westbrook do what he did the other night. I can just about guarantee it. You know, you could make the argument Lillard's one of the more underappreciated guards in the NBA, and part of the reason to me is simply he plays in Portland. You know, he plays in a small market and it's kind of removed from everything. But I agree with you wholeheartedly with Westbrook. I appreciate his motor, like you said, the effort that he gets. I mean, he's to me, besides John Wall, one of the quickest guys from end to end on the court. But this, I don't know. His emotions, like you said, do get the best of him. And it's like you just want to take him and shake him a little bit and just go, let it go. Like, relax a little bit, because you could cost your team. You know, and you mentioned KD and Beverly. You know, last week when they both got tossed out of the game, I was like, I really didn't think they deserved to be tossed. I'm like, okay, they weren't. It wasn't like trash talking, like they're going at each other's mothers or something like that. It was like, you know, come get me. Let's do this. Let's go. And so, you know, the ejection was a little much on my part. I mean, tee him up, that's fine. You know, send the message just to calm down a little bit. But throwing him out was, I don't know, it was kind of garbage to me. But Golden State.
Let me get in there real quick, because Kevin Durant had already had a technical foul. So the next technical in that case means he's going to get ejected. So, I actually disagree. I actually do think that he should have been ejected. And I think that Patrick Beverley, like we were talking last week when we said, look, he should make it his mission. He should make it his objective to get underneath the skin of a Kevin Durant. Right. And he's done his job to a T. And what you saw in game three was Kevin Durant being the professional that he should be, and just going out there and balling and being better, because that's what he is. He's better than Patrick Beverley. But every now and then, again, emotions get the best of us, and a guy can get underneath your skin, and that's what Patrick Beverley's been able to do. And quite frankly, that's what he has to do. That, you know, and people complain and say antics aren't part of the game. I disagree once again. Antics are part of the game. And you know what? If you can't beat a guy physically, well, you can try to beat him mentally, or you can try to beat him emotionally. So, yeah, Patrick Beverley is outmatched by Kevin Durant and his physicality, but he's not outmatched by his wit and his ability to get underneath his skin. So that's the card that he has to play.
No, that is the card he has to play. I'm just saying, and I totally forgot about KD and already having that technical at that point. So KD should have kept his cool right there. But, you know, sometimes I just think that, you know, I love the trash talk and I love the back and forth. I love all that stuff. And I just think sometimes the refs overreact to things because they're trying to, you know, in my opinion, kind of whitewash what everybody loves about basketball is the hard play, is the back and forth between the players and that kind of thing. But I mean, you know, you have your Bucks tomorrow night, man. Do you expect the sweep, or, you know, what do you think's going to happen? Do they stave off elimination there in Detroit, or what's going to happen?
Oh no, they absolutely can sweep the Detroit Pistons. That's a team that they've beaten seven times this season. You know, four times in the regular season, and now three times throughout the playoffs. And they just have the best player on the floor. You know, we've talked about these other great players so far, and unfortunately, Detroit, you know, they bring back Blake Griffin, and it wasn't a lack of effort on his part, man. The guy played a tremendous game, but doesn't have the guys to go to war with. And unfortunately, you know, like you said about Boston having more talent than Indiana. Well, Milwaukee has more talent than the Detroit Pistons, and they probably have more talent than most teams in the NBA, to be quite honest with you. So I really think it's unfortunate in a way that Boston isn't being pushed a little bit more by Indiana, because I am a Milwaukee Bucks fan. And obviously, you know, the more that they get beat up and that series is physical, and any more games that they have to play, yeah, that's a plus to me, at least in my head. But the fact that both these two teams look like, you know, they're in a great position to get the sweep, it's kind of like, let's go. This is kind of what we wanted anyway. So I'm ready for Boston-Milwaukee, and I really think that the winner of Boston-Milwaukee is very likely to come out of the Eastern Conference, Mike.
No, I absolutely agree with you right there. You know, and as I've watched the Boston series, and the Celtics are on here in about 25 minutes, or in about an hour and a half, losing track of time. It's going to be fun to watch between Milwaukee and the Celtics for sure.
Oh yeah, I mean we're kind of getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, because they do have a little bit of work left to finish up those series, but they both have a commanding lead, and it doesn't look like the Pacers or Detroit are going to be able to come up with the goods to contend with these two teams. But yeah, we'll get back into this on the other side, because there's a lot still to talk about. We've only touched on a few. We haven't talked about San Antonio and Denver, which is a great series, and we have to get into that too. So keep it close, everybody. A quick short pause for the cause, and then I'll be back with Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
The rim! What the stuff! It counts in the foul.
You don't need a three if you get a shot here. And leaving a pop. Durant to tie it. He got it! It's nice if you can get one.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do you do?
fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Kyrie, behind the back shovel for Al Horford, drawing some moves and eyes with Joseph right on him. Horford goes to Kyrie against Sabonis. Gets the hand down, quick three, got it.
Ooh, man, that's nasty. And he turned over and spoke to somebody.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Who's with me? I know you're in. How about you? You're in? You're in? You're in?
All right, everybody. Welcome back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to talk about in the NBA. Playoffs are going right now, as we all know. And some of those scores from Saturday, because we did talk about the games that are happening today already. Sixers win at the Nets, and that was a crazy game, man. They get the lead with 19.7 seconds left on a big three-pointer to take the game 112-108. Nuggets get the victory on the road at San Antonio, 117-103. That series is knotted up now at 2-2. And by the way, Nets trailing 3-1. So go back to Philadelphia, and that thing's probably wrapped up. As you mentioned earlier, the Milwaukee Bucks winning in Detroit. The final score there was 119-103. Bucks do take a commanding 3-0 lead in that series, looking to wrap things up in Motor City on Monday night. This was incredible, man. The Rockets come back to beat the Jazz 104-101. And, you know, hey, man, we're tough on James Harden, you and I, and rightfully so, because we're not necessarily a huge fan of the way the Rockets play. But with that being said, they know what they're doing. This is their style. This is who they are. James Harden goes out, has a terrible start to this game. If I'm not mistaken, I think he was 0-for-15 at one point, right? But yep, when it counted, when it counted, Mike, this guy came through in the clutch. And you know what? He's always struggled in the clutch in the playoffs. And this – look, I'm all about Giannis winning the MVP. But in a weird way, this was good to see James Harden – kind of be able to put a little something behind him with his failures in the postseason, whereas he came through in the clutch for his team yesterday, man.
No, he did. And you're right. I mean, it was good to see, because you don't sit there. I mean, at least I don't, and sit there root against players for not performing in the clutch. You like to see everybody, you know, the big players step up in big moments. And you know, yesterday was it for Harden. He finally stepped up after, like you said, he was 0-for-15 and just no better word than it than sucked as far as shooting for most of that game. But when it counted most, the Rockets got what they needed from him and came out with a victory against the kind of a pesky Jazz team. So that was a good win. I mean, anyone's a good win, but it's on the road as well. So that helps with the Rockets' confidence moving forward.
Yeah, he goes 3-for-20, you know, overall for the field goals, 2-of-13 from three-point land. But the big number is 14-of-16 from the free throw line for James Harden. Only had the 22 points. Wasn't a high-scoring game by any means. 104-101 is the final. And on the other side of the ball, I mean, look, Donovan Mitchell played fantastic. And again, it's almost like the same scenario as Detroit. You know, they got Blake Griffin, who comes back and plays a great game. Where's the help, man? Where's some of these other guys showing up? Crowder showed up early with his defense. You know, he started the game for them. That was a little bit of a change in the lineup, because they usually start Favors instead of him. But they did change that up and mix it up a little bit. And it did make a little bit of an impact on the game, at least early in the game. But truth be told, you know, other guys got to show up, man. I mean, where's Rudy Gobert? I mean, Rubio, you don't expect a huge offensive outpour from him. But, you know, you got to get more than 10 points, I think, out of him. You just need more from the bench, man. They just They don't look. We talk about talent. They don't have the talent to hang with Houston either. I'm sorry, but you know, you look at the rosters and you look at everything, and you try to be as fair and reasonable about this. This is the Rocket series to win. I'm sorry, but I think the only thing that we're surprised at is potentially it winds up being a sweep as well. But I do think that Utah figures out a way to win one game in this series, and they do have to go back to Houston and at least close it out.
Yeah, they do. And it's just like, you know, we talked at the beginning of the program there, big guy, that, you know, Celtics just have more talent than the Pacers, and the Bucks have more, you know, talent than Detroit. I mean, this is one of those things. The Rockets just have more talent outside of Spider-Man there than Utah. And you're exactly right. And I couldn't agree more that, you know, Utah, they're going to at least give the Rockets a little bit of a challenge. They need more out of Gobert. They need more out of Ricky Rubio. They need more out of Kyle Korver. You know, it's just like, you know, one man just can't do it. We know that in today's NBA, one man just can't do it all by himself. So, you know, moving forward, I think the Jazz in this draft or free agency or something somehow got to get some guys in there to help Spider-Man do his thing. Otherwise, when that guy's contract is up, he's going to find the first flight out of Salt Lake. So they got to do something. But let me ask you this, big guy. You know, this whole Nets, Sixers, you know, Dudley, Embiid, you know, Ben Simmons kind of brouhaha. What do you make of all that?
I'm not a big fan of all of the Embiid trash talking that he does. I mean, look, man.
Me neither.
I understand. I mean, he's a good player. Don't get me wrong. He's a great player. But he has a hard time staying on the floor. So when you have a hard time staying on the floor, I think you should just kind of mind your P's and Q's and just do what you're supposed to do. But with that being said, I mean, the guy did have an unbelievable game, right? I mean, the guy has like 16 rebounds, 7 assists, 31 points. So it's a really impressive night. And he only played 32 minutes. So I think that's important too, keeping Embiid's minutes, kind of watching him to a certain degree. You know, Ben Simmons, if the guy could shoot, he'd be really dangerous. He'd be like the most scary, unstoppable guy in the NBA, but he can't shoot. Tobias Harris seems like he's coming around a little bit for them. I think that's good. Jimmy Butler, look, we know that he's a great player, and he's going to step up for them if they really need it. But that starting lineup is pretty solid. I'm not gonna lie, Mike. They do have a good starting lineup. I just question whether or not their bench is going to be good enough, and ultimately the depth that they traded all away when you think about it. So they don't have as good a depth as they had last season. The Nets, you know, they're playing all right, man. This LeVert kid is playing fantastic.
Yeah.
D'Angelo Russell's doing what he can. Give Allen credit, man. You know, Embiid's talking trash about Allen like he's a nobody and this and that and the other, but he's playing pretty well, you know. And again, I think the way you look at this for the Nets is this is experience. This is like a resume builder. This is giving these guys an opportunity to get out there, young guys, and play in the postseason. Nobody's expecting them to beat the 76ers. They got a game, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, they're probably disappointed that they didn't go back to Philadelphia and knot it up 2-2. But ultimately, this is growing pains. This is a learning experience for the Nets.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of funny you bring that learning experience up. I was talking to my son about the Nets and the Sixers, and I brought up to him this is all about youth and getting experience in the playoffs. So moving forward, when you get there next year, maybe you know how to handle it and you can, you know, move on from the first round kind of thing. But no, I couldn't agree with you more about the Nets and D'Angelo and, you know, all those guys just getting the experience and playoff experience. You can't put a money number on that in terms of what it means to a development of a player or a team coach, you know, for that matter. So, you know, moving forward, hey, Brooklyn's going to have two spots to, you know, enough money to fill two spots with two big free agents. So things are kind of looking up in Brooklyn. You know, at least there's a positive flow going on there in Brooklyn, just like it is in Clipperland. So free agency with Brooklyn's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, and, you know, you were talking a moment ago about, you know, those growing pains and this and that and the other. Well, that's a great segue to the next series that I want to talk to you about, Denver and San Antonio. Now tied up 2-2, both those teams have taken games on each other's courts. Denver, they seem – look, I think they're going to get through this series. I really do. And I know that you thought that San Antonio would get through this series, and I don't think we saw eye to eye on this one. It's going to be tougher than Denver was probably hoping for. But in a weird way, maybe that's a good thing for them because, like you just said, they're about other teams, the Nets, they're young and inexperienced. Well, that's the same thing with the Denver Nuggets, right? So if you can go out there and battle yourself with a tough San Antonio team that we know is well coached, maybe this helps the Denver Nuggets grow a little bit in this postseason and gets them ready for round two.
No, absolutely. I mean, I'm still staying with my San Antonio pick, but that is exactly right. Like I said 2 minutes ago, I mean, you can't put a money number on the experience that you get in the playoffs. And for, like you said, I mean, for Denver, I mean, that experience is right now because you're the number two seed and people in Denver expect things. They expect, you know, you to go at least to the Western Conference Finals and take on Golden State and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we shall see what happens. But, yeah, they are getting, you know, in real time their playoff experience. And let's see how, you know, the coaching staff and the players handle it.
DeMar DeRozan, man, melted down pretty bad the other night. Tosses that ball and gets tossed out of the game. And, you know, frustration sets in, like I said, about other guys. You know, Kevin Durant with Patrick Beverley and Russ and Dame going at each other. You know, this was like self-induced, man. This was just DeMar DeRozan just being frustrated, you know, not taking advantage of the situation. They wanted to be up 3-1, going back to Denver 2-2. What does Pop say to DeMar to get his head on straight?
Pop says, simply don't do that again. Like, you know, when you get something coming from Pop and he's all ticked off at you, DeRozan, you know, DeRozan's going to respond. DeRozan, this is not typical for him, so I don't think this is going to be a lasting thing with him moving forward. I don't see him doing it again in the playoffs or maybe even in his career again. I think this is just a minor blip for DeRozan.
Who are you most impressed with so far out of the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference?
As far as teams?
Yeah, so far with their run right now.
You know what? I mean, I don't want to sound like a homer on this, but Boston, because I had this season, I mean, this season was just so frustrating for the team and for their fans and for me because there was so much expected and it just didn't happen. But seeing what they're doing, and I'm more convinced now that, you know, we got, you know, the Celtics got to re-sign Kyrie. You know, all these people go, we're better without him. And now I'll take the best handles in the game and Mr. Go Get Me a Bucket over anything right now. I think Boston's I think those other kids are starting to figure it out that everything goes to Kyrie and their spot. So I'm really looking forward to once we get to the Bucks series, what happens and how they handle that, because that's going to be a tough series. Western Conference, you know what? Probably San Antonio for just putting up the fight that they're putting up.
I'm going to go with both those teams from Texas and say San Antonio playing well against Denver and then Houston being up 3-0, man. They look impressive. And I agree. It's Milwaukee and Boston on the other side in the Eastern Conference that look pretty impressive. All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and wrap things up, do it like we always do with our parting shots. So keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Easter edition here on the program. So keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment is scrapped as optional.
For years, they said that it could lead to madness. They relegated it to dark rooms and back alleys. They shamed those who grew it. They did a stop and frisk on anyone they thought might have it. But now a completely new era has begun because of it. The new normal is here. This month, millions have witnessed its arrival. Have you? Brought to life in a short film that runs only 2 minutes long, The New Normal seeks to leave behind 80 years of unjust prohibition in favor of a safer, happier world. It reveals a product that once drove good people to the black market as one that today is creating a new global market. In this new era, a plant that was viewed with fear now represents a source of common wellness. From this day forward, what inspired the symbol of counterculture is at long last just culture. The new normal has arrived to your city, to your neighborhood, to the inside of your living room. Watch it now. Experience the new normal at MedMen.com.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here on an Easter Sunday, Passover as well. Obviously, whichever you celebrate, we wish you and yours the best. And always at this time, what we do on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition is we end with our parting shot. So, Mike, you are up, my friend. It's parting shot time.
Parting shot time for me is, hey, you know, on Thursday we have the NFL draft. So hope springs eternal starting on Thursday with every fan of the NFL and every team in the NFL. So just sit back, who gets picked first, who gets picked last, who's Mr. Irrelevant, all that kind of stuff. And just the stories behind these players and how they got there is something that I always look forward to.
Yeah, you know, what I love about the draft, too, is, you know, it's just it's life-changing, obviously. And speaking of that, we're going to find out what happens here in Arizona for Josh Rosen or Kyler Murray and find out who winds up leading this Arizona Cardinal team in the next, obviously, for about the next, hopefully you would assume, like the next decade or so. And if it's not Josh and it's Kyler and if the Cardinals aren't going that direction, maybe they've fooled everybody better than we've ever seen. But it definitely will be interesting. My parting shot is NBA hoops, man. You know, I love this time of the year, Mike. I really do. It's such a fun time when you have Major League Baseball going, you have the NHL playoffs going, you have NBA basketball going. It's literally, and then the NFL draft is literally right around the corner. Just so many things happening in the sports world. But my first love has always been NBA basketball, and I just, you can't make things up, man. The Clippers came back from 31 points, and nobody would have ever expected that to happen. And, you know, the way that the Philadelphia series is going and everything else, it's just, NBA hoops, man, it truly is fantastic, and that's why I love it so much. But for Mike, for Scott, for everybody else, happy Easter, happy Passover. Take care. We'll talk to you next Sunday right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.